It's just, would you rather find out that he's cheating or would you rather find out that he is bisexual?
Okay. That's the thing. Y'all think I'm this progressive motherfucker. I am backwards as fuck.
If I have a preference of getting my nipples licked.
Yep.
And I don't tell you that.
Let's see where this is going.
And I don't tell you that.
Freaky, freaky.
I could, in theory, enjoy being with a dude. Don't slice this up. Don't make that a goddamn.
Oh, we're cutting this up. We're cutting this up, and we're cutting out in theory, and we're just putting I could.
Don't I give you that rush? I keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. We living on the edge tonight. I told her, lay down. We can make a movie now. This ain't audition. You tripping over your lines now. I flip the script. I'll be flipping you on your side now. I got a role in your role is to take the time now. I got you dripping in a Tesla. You fucking up all the leather. I just checked. I got a checker. We fucking it up together. Don't lie. Don't I can't help but flex it off. I can't wait to break you off. I'm the only one to make you feel like you can have it all. Don't lie.
What's going on, everybody? We got to jump in real quick to give a shout out to the sponsor of this episode that you're watching right now or listening to right now, Uncommon Goods.
That's right, Jared. Uncommon Goods is the one-stop shop for all those hard-to-give people in your life. You know, those people who you're always just like, what the hell do I get this individual? Well, I'll tell you what, that gift is right over there at uncommongoods.com. Well, if you're on the hunt for unique, unusual gifts that are guaranteed to delight, that is the place.
And this is a struggle for me.
Is it?
Because my wife has everything.
What do you give the person
that
who has everything?
Everything.
Well, you go on down to uncommongoods.com and you get them something unique, unusual, and unexpected.
Uncommongoods.com.
That's right. Now, I recently actually got my mother a cool, very, very unique wind chime that was handcrafted by a company based out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, shout out to
Arizona. That I never would have ever came across had I not been on uncommongoods.com.
Love that.
And she loved it.
And she loved it.
She loved it. And my mother is one of those people who literally you can't buy her any, like you. The last time it was her birthday, I asked her, I got her the wind chime for Mother's Day. Her birthday's coming up in July. Last year when I asked her what she wanted for her birthday, you know what she told me?
What she tell you?
Silverware. She wanted forks. Now, that's fun and all that. That's all great and good, but I don't want to give you forks for your birthday. That's boring. I want to give you something fun. I want to give you something cool. You
something
know what
uncommon.
I mean? Something uncommon. Something that's not a shoulder shrug gift. Not a, you know what I mean? What do I get them? This. No, no, no. Check out Uncommon Goods. You get the most unique gifts you can find online. No matter what you're shopping for, they have the perfect gift. From art, jewelry, kids, kitchen, home and bar, Uncommon Goods has unique gifts for everyone.
Yes, they do.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small independent businesses, and they carry gifts from over 900 independent makers, like the people that I bought from down in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's beautiful. Now, where do they go? And they get a special offer, right?
That's right. There is a once in a lifetime, well, I don't know if it's once in a lifetime, but it's a pretty dang good deal. You go on down to uncommongoods.com/enjoy. You get 15% off your next gift.
15%.
That's uncommongoods.com/enjoy for 15%. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. It may not be once in a lifetime, but it is limited time. So it might be once in a lifetime. We'll see. Uncommongoods.com. They're all out of the ordinary.
Boom. Welcome back to another episode of Enjoy the Podcast. We are your host. I am Jared Brady. This is Lovely Los, aka Beyonce. And we are here to give you guys some good times and good lies.
Lies?
I don't know. That's what we're accused of a lot this week. So
we got accused of lying?
Maybe I kind of put words in their mouth. Maybe not lying.
Oh, okay.
Not doing enough research.
Cry me a river.
But to
reset. I'm never going to do enough research. Let's just get that out of the way. Let's just say it right now. I'll never do enough research for y'all. It's never going to happen. You're never going to be satisfied with the amount of research I do. Just understand that I am shooting from the hip at all times. Pow, pow. Gunslinger. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. Tough shit.
I could do enough research. I am not a grouch like you.
I'm a curmudgeon.
You are. And so with that being said, I want to start us off with something just to reset the vibes.
Let's do it. Let's reset the vibes.
Why, oh, why, oh, why.
And now we are getting demonetized.
Nope, not on our podcast. The YouTube has no idea what we're listening to right now. Patreon does.
Oh, it will.
If you listen to it on Spotify, you know exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's true.
How's everybody doing today?
Push these niggas off me like, push these bitches off me like, push these niggas off me like, pushing the snakes, I'm pushing the fakes, I'm pushing them all off me like, pushing them all off me like, yeah. I be immune to shit, tucking the broom and shit, done with the zoom and shit, now you a choke.
That's my chosen playlist today.
There you go.
That's how I feel today. So we got a couple things that we want to talk about today. We're going to have some callers come in. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an interesting episode because this is something that I've been seeing on the internet for some time now.
Okay.
Something that I've been trying to wrap my head around.
Yep.
Something that I've been trying to figure out. I haven't successfully dove into it to understand it completely. I've had some good conversations with different peoples. And so I think this is going to be interesting because I would love to know what the audience thinks about a lot of this stuff. First, I want to jump into this Kendrick Lamar song. Now, before I play this, I'm not going to play the part where he says the F word because I don't want to trigger anybody. So trigger warning. If I accidentally play it, so just I'm going to try to cut it before it gets there. I just want to give everybody a forewarning. I'm learning.
And see, I'll be honest. I think you should play it, but people get upset. But
well, let's talk about it.
I think you need to put it in their face.
So this is the Kendrick Lamar song that came out where he talks about his experience.
This is how we conceptualize human beings.
He is a man now. I think I'm old enough to understand now. Drinking Parmesan with her hat turned backwards. Motorola Pager off-white guest jacket. Blue Air Maxes, gold chains and curl kits. 93 Nissan wax job, the earliest. Big social, big personality, vocal. Played the underground verbatim and stayed local. My auntie is a man now. I watch a man, his girl, hold their hands down. Tipping the avenues under streetlights made his. Thinking I want me a bad bitch when I get big. They hug on the corner like California came cold. Hand all of a skirt, cars whistling down the road. See, my auntie is a man now. Slight bravado, scratching the likes from Lotto. Hoping that she pull up tomorrow so I can hang out in the front seat. 6x9s keeping the music up under me. My auntie is a man now. I asked my mama why my uncles don't like him that much. And at the parties, why they always want to fight him that much. She said, ain't no telling. Niggas always been jealous because he had more women. More money and more attention made more envy. Calling him anything but broke was less offending.
Okay, so that's just a gist of it. He was about to get into the word that I think might be triggering a little bit. So before I call Jasmine, let me set this up a little bit. This song.
It's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is very progressive. The journey of him experiencing his auntie who became a man and
his cousin who became
a woman. And he went through the way that he addressed it and how he was as elementary.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, his upbringing, he looked at him as a young age. But at the same time, everybody at his school would call him a her. And so he was just trying to, you know, conceptualize this and understand it. And the kids used the F word and he was saying, we didn't know no better. And I am, there's a couple people in the LGBTQ community who were not happy that he still used the word.
It's not fuck. If that's the word that you think we're referencing when we say the F word, I almost want to say it just to fucking you, but I'm not going to, because that's not a word that I use anyways, but yeah. I almost feel like because the whole reason he used that word, it's a poetic device. It's in order to create a little bit of shock. It's in order to make you open your head up and say, okay, you know what? Saying that is the same as a white person saying the N-word.
So if a white person was telling a story and mm-hmm. they used the N-word.
I tell my white friends unequivocally, don't say that shit around me.
So
I can't stop you from saying it when I'm not around, but I don't play that shit.
Would like, you get, would should...
Kendrick Lamar have approached this song with that same.
But I think he was.
Okay.
That's why at the end he said his cousin sat down.
Was like, that was the ultimate story
said,
of the song.
Yes, the ultimate message was like the cousin at the end saying, hey, look, you know what? You want to say the word? Cool. But now you got to let white people say the N-word. Now wow. you have to let this happen. Now you have to let that happen. Mm. So understand, like, this word isn't to be used lightly. It's not to be just thrown around like that because it's a word that actually does hurt people.
Yeah.
So I took from that song mm-hmm. more than anything. I didn't take from that song that he was bashing people or anything like that, or that it was in poor taste to use the word. I thought that it was, had he not used that word, I don't think that the impact is delivered the way it needs to be, because that song isn't made for trans people in the way of educating them. That song is made to educate people who aren't aware of the issues that those communities face. Mm-hmm. So by taking the teeth out of the message, you're not going to get the same impact. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't think that there was anything wrong with it, but maybe it did hurt people in the trans community. I don't know.
Let me give someone a call.
Hello.
Hey, hey, Jasmine.
Hey, I made it. Yes, yes.
You made it. So let me catch you up real quick. I'm not sure if you have heard the Kendrick Lamar song, Auntie Diaries.
Yes, I have heard it.
Okay.
Not too many times, but I have looked at the lyrics. Definitely. Okay.
We heard the song. My first listen to the song, I was shocked that he used the word, the F word. Not fuck, but you know what word I'm talking about. it didn't dilute the message for me, but he did still use the F word. And I did see a couple people in the LGBTQ community who were not happy about him using that word.
I think, you know, the story behind his song is there's parts of it that are super beautiful. Like for him to actually be able to kind of tie some of this into rap music where you never really hear a lot about this.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And I think he also just talks about how he's grown up. Like the first like line of the song, he says like, now I get it.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. And so I think the slurs, I feel like are a little bit of, and like you said in the podcast, like if a white person uses the N word, it kind of is that same aspect. And no matter kind of how much he's trying to get across, I think he could have just stick to F-bomb as kind of, you know, ending off that song, knowing that he's not harming the community. And I know he kept on kind of, there was another complaint about it, like he was going back and forth between the pronouns, which again kind of takes away from that message of him coming to accept his family in that way.
I
don't think that the switching of pronouns is, I think that that message is getting lost on people. I think that the whole reason he was switching between he and she was to show that at an earlier age, he was confused as well. That's why you see the flip-flopping between he and she. It's not a thing of like switching because he's being careless or not. I can tell you right now, there's no carelessness in the words that he's choosing. He's choosing those words very carefully. So because of that, I think that he knew very well what he was doing by switching between he and she to show that even at that young age, while he accepted his auntie, he didn't really quite understand the dichotomy of what she was going through with being a woman who was, I don't know that she identified at that point as a man or if she was still living as a woman who presented, I don't know. But either way, it shows to me, again, it's just my take on it, that it's something that he was confused of at a younger age and now he gets it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think
that's huge.
Well, I think
it tells his story. Sorry.
Oh no. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, it kind of shows his story. And I think a lot of cisgender people, we all have our own stories, and understanding how to respect people's pronouns, understand the transgender spectrum or gender queerness. And so I definitely totally agree with that. Like there is this level of him telling that story and his growth. I think from the trans community, there were a few people that were a little bit offended on that.
Oh, for sure. No, they definitely were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing was definitely the slur. I think that was definitely a place where he could have.
It was both.
Held off on that.
To be fair, it was both because the way that they had taken it was,
You know, the thread that I saw was somebody bigging up Kendrick for.
I saw trans people on both sides of it when I looked on Twitter. I saw people who were mad and people who were like, this is amazing.
1000%. But yeah. The original thread was the person was bigging up Kendrick saying like, I'm so happy that a person at this stature is making a song and having these dialogues in their song. And then the person underneath it was like, oh yeah, we love it when somebody uses a slur and purposely misgenders the person that is trying to change their gender. Like, we love that. Of course we love it. And kind of mocking it. And it was like, okay. And then I had to re-listen to the song and I was like, yeah, he did purposely misgender her. See, I even did it right then. Well, but that's the point.
Purposely misgender her is what they're missing. He wasn't calling his auntie him or she in a moment where his auntie did not want to be referred to as him or she. He was using those pronouns to show what, when he was younger, he was confused.
Yeah.
It wasn't misgender, at least.
I think that's the thing with,
go ahead.
That's the thing with music, right? It's an art. So yeah. Like for us, our own interpretations are going to be different to the way that he was hoping that it would come across. And so while, you know, we have some of the trans community that really enjoyed the song and don't have criticism, there's still going to be people who might not have really interpreted it in the way that, you know, we're talking about, in the sense of like a story that Kendrick is trying to portray. Even in what I've done, and so I'm in the healthcare field, and so this is something that's really close to my heart, in terms of like pronouns and understanding the LGBTQIA2S+ community. It's not about getting it perfect. It's about just respecting that individual. And so I myself have also messed up in front of patients who use they, them pronouns. But in that moment, I correct myself and I use the right pronouns and I apologize. And the problem is a lot of people don't. They don't apologize. They don't recognize it. They just kind of brush it over. And it's these little microaggressions that then build up over time.
He looked up to him so much and the respect was there. Mm-hmm. Even his cousin, you know, he looked up to her so much that he wanted to stand up for her in front of his entire congregation at church. And he left the church because of her. And so I think that when I walked away from the song, I walked away from being like, man, he really humanized this community cisgendered straight people.
Yeah.
He humanized them. But I do acknowledge that because I'm not a part of that community, just like the Kevin Samuels thing, I can't tell somebody how to react or how to interpret the song.
Yeah, no, I can't and tell so somebody.
I wouldn't use that word.
To be fair, I can't remember. I think it did. Okay. I think that song 100% needed it because
that wasn't the point of the song.
No, the song's whole point was to jar you. It was to shake you.
Yeah.
That song does not shake you the same if he says the F word.
Okay.
If he goes F word.
My thing was that the root of the song was him battling his understanding of what gender was, not necessarily coming over the fact of saying the F word. That was just a piece, and I think was used to.
It was a catalyst to spark thought, to spark some type of, you know, some type of conversation.
I really commend him for that, especially stepping into the hip hop space with that type of energy is not something that we always. Like we always listen to, really.
Yeah.
It's not really a common thing. So I really commend him for that. I think just at the end of the day, the slurs at the end do take away a little bit that.
I completely disagree with y'all. Right?
But they do. Yeah. The only reason why I say they do, just hear me out.
I'm listening.
The only reason why I say they do is because he was 5 steps ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could have just tackled the feeling of understanding the transformation from his aunt to his uncle and his cousin to, you know, becoming a woman. He didn't have to bring in that slur. He didn't have to. But I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying about that slur.
Look at what else he says around that slur.
Okay.
I was taught words was nothing more than a sound if they was pronounced without any intentions. So right there, he's acknowledging that, yeah, like this whole time that we all as a community, as a straight male community, as the hip hop community, you may think that you can say the F word and it's not a big deal. But the fact of the matter is it is, because it's the same as me letting a white woman get on stage and say the N word.
Yeah.
And so I think that you do need to say, you have to put these things in these people's faces because it's jarring.
Yeah.
It shakes them. It makes you uncomfortable to hear that.
But who
shit.
Does it make it uncomfortable?
It makes the listener uncomfortable.
Not straight people who don't necessarily.
I'll be honest. I wasn't comfortable hearing that.
But you're a little bit more ahead. He's not talking to you.
But I'm not. That's the thing. Y'all think I'm this progressive motherfucker. I am backwards as fuck. I don't agree with this. No. Like, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm be completely real with you. I have no problem calling a person that presents as a he, she. Yeah. I don't have any problems calling you the pronouns you want. I don't necessarily agree with your thought process behind that.
Yeah.
I don't completely agree with the whole gender is a man-made construct and all that. Mm-hmm. But I have enough respect for people to know that, you know what, my personal beliefs on whether or not you're a man or a woman does not actually make a difference as far as how I regard and address you. Mm-hmm. I can still address you in the way that you want, and not, I don't have to agree with you to be respectful of you, right? So if you're somebody that is maybe on the fence about this stuff, and you hear somebody say F word is the same as you having a white person say the N word, all of a sudden that makes you think a little bit differently.
Yeah.
It jars you. It takes you out of your comfort zone. Mm. If I'm over here fucking putting a bow on shit and trying to clean it up and make it pretty for people because I don't want to offend somebody, I'm not going to shake you the same way. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden F word don't hit the way does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does not hit the same. Mm-hmm. And I don't use that word in my own personal life because a long time ago I realized, first of all, it sounds ugly as shit even saying it. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the impact that it has had on some of my gay friends. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? That's not a word that I can rock with. And I said, and I'll tell you right now, I abused the fuck out of that word when I was younger.
Yeah.
When I was in high school and middle school, me and my homeboys loved calling each other that shit. Mm-hmm. It was top five in our vocabulary probably. Yeah, yeah. But the older I got, the more I see the impact that it has, and the more I see the correlation between that word and the N-word and other racial slurs to the point where I'm like, you know what? Dead that shit. But if I haven't reached that point yet, and then I hear my favorite rapper saying, you know what, this word is the cousin of this word, which is the cousin of this word, hell yes, that's impactful. Hell yes, that's needed. Yeah. Now, does it hurt the people that maybe it hurts the trans community? Maybe it does hurt some of those people. But in my opinion, I think sometimes you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. And if hurting a few people's feelings means that you won't be called that word anymore, it's probably worth it in the grand scheme of things. There you go. There's my defense. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I'm wrong.
No, bro, that was beautifully. That was, I'm just saying.
And that's not to say that a trans person taking offense to that is wrong. I don't think they're wrong.
But you gave the reason of why you think that the word was needed
necessary
in the song.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I think so.
I hear that.
Yeah. Honestly, I hear that. I feel like when you actually read the lyrics, I can see how for his message and for people listening, they would actually be like, "Oh, that's such a great comparison," so that I know why the F-bomb is inappropriate for me to use as someone who is not part of the LGBTQIA2S+ community versus when he compares that to a white girl saying the N-word, right? So from that perspective, I totally hear you. I think that definitely even gives me a different perspective on it. I think, though, it's still like for the actual queer community, people part of the community, there's still going to be a handful that won't the impact in that way. But
I don't think they're necessarily wrong for feeling a way. That's like, I can't sit here and be like, hey, you're wrong for feeling that because of this is what he meant.
Imagine Jack Harlow.
Oh,
imagine Jack Harlow being like,
I mean, he caught shit for letting black people carry him.
Imagine Jack Harlow doing a song and being like, saying the word and being like, I realize at the end, I can't say the word.
I mean, that's,
people would
that's
be
a fair,
fucking
no,
pissed.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And I'll say like, I probably wouldn't have the same energy for Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
That I would for Kendrick.
I understand why he said it. It actually was, you know, I was just kidding. Bro.
I wouldn't have, and that could be a huge flaw in my argument.
I hear what you're saying though, because you're coming from a person who's in the black community. I mean, think about when you were growing up.
Oh, we love that word.
Not even just that word. Even go deeper than that. Yeah. The words that we called each other.
Oh yeah, that's
terrible. From the jump, even just to be endearing. Yeah. What did I call you? Hey, what's up, fool? I called you a fool. That's what you heard on a daily basis.
All types of stuff. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's up, Buster? Like that's what we called each other. That's what we addressed each other as.
Yeah.
Family. What's up, fool? Are you acting like a foolie right now? That's how we talked to each other. We didn't understand what these words meant. Yeah. And so I understand where you're coming from when you're thinking about Kendrick, because Kendrick came from that same era.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
it's a double-edged sword. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm glad that you were happy to jump in.
I wasn't yelling at you. Please don't. And I wasn't yelling at you, Jasmine. You made fair and valid points as well. So yeah. I don't want you to think I was going off on you. I'm not.
No, I don't feel that at all.
Okay,
so
good,
many.
Good.
Okay,
thanks
all right.
so much.
No Thank problem. You. All right. The next portion is a very interesting portion.
Yep.
I came across this video.
I came across a video myself.
I don't know what that means, Lois. Oh. You say with a weird grin, dog.
All right, anyways.
I came across this video a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And essentially, this man asked a group of women,
yep,
would they rather you find out that your man is cheating on you?
Uh-huh.
Or
yep.
would you rather yep. find out that he's bisexual?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say most women would rather find out their man is cheating on them than to find out he's bisexual.
So
I'm just going to guess.
I'm going to play the clip.
Okay.
I also did a poll for our audience.
Our audience, I think, is not going to agree with that. I think our audience will actually say
they rather find out that he's bisexual.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to play the clip and then I'll show you what our audience said.
Our audience is way more progressive than most of the women I know.
Would you rather find out your man is cheating or your man is bisexual?
What the f***?
Cheating or bisexual?
Is he bisexual and cheating or just bisexual?
Cheating like just f***ing not love.
Bisexual. Cheating.
Cheating.
Bisexual.
Ooh, cheating.
Ooh, cheating.
That my man is cheating.
That my man is a cheater.
The bisexual.
Probably that he's bisexual.
That he's bisexual.
I'd rather find out that he's bisexual.
I'd rather find out that he's cheating.
I'd rather find out he's cheating, I ain't gonna lie.
I would rather find out that he's cheating.
I'd rather find out that he's cheating so I can whoop his
I mean, bisexual maybe. I don't with that cheating.
I'm gonna say bisexual, because if you've been cheated on, you just know. You know what I'm saying? That feeling in your chest. That is not cool.
I could get over cheating, and I have.
I could probably take the cheating a little better.
I can handle the cheating, not bisexual.
I don't think I could handle the second one.
Cheat on me. Don't be gay, though.
I mean, I want to know my cheating, but I would rather know if my bisexual, because I mean, he went on the low.
That's not for me. That's not. I'm not about to put a strap on. And that might not even be your desire, but...
I mean, if he's bisexual, I don't care.
I ain't nothing wrong with being bisexual, but I don't want my partner to be.
If you out here sucking dicks, like, I can't. Where are we going from here?
Probably cheating, because I don't want to know that you play with penises.
Like, I don't want my to be fucking.
I can't be competing with
bisexual, because we can still get busy together.
What's going on, everybody? Giving a quick shout out to the sponsor of this episode here, BetterHelp. Listen, life can be overwhelming sometimes. I know this firsthand. I mean, we just took a break partly because life was overwhelming. And it is amazing to have beautiful places to partner up with like BetterHelp to give people an option to get things out. You know, I really needed this break. I needed this break because my mind was filled to the brim. And I just needed to take a pause and just focus on the things that really matter to me and to my family. And that is exactly what happened over that break. The crazy thing is, a lot of times when you think of burnout, you think of work, right? You think you're getting burnt out at work. But this is a passion that I do here. And I was feeling burnt out here. That's why I urge anybody who's watching, if you feel a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit burnt out, you have to check out BetterHelp. This is an amazing platform that gives therapy online, not just in the doors, not just like you have to find a therapist and find them. They get to come to you where you're at, on your phone, on your computer. You don't have to travel out of your house, because everybody knows when you are burnt out and you're depressed, the last thing you want to do is go outside. At least that's how I feel. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Plus, I think that getting a therapist is kind of like dating. You got to go on a couple dates, you got to go and see a couple therapists, so that's why the amazing thing about BetterHelp is you can switch your therapist at any moment, no matter what it is, no matter what the reason is, no matter what it is, with no cost. It's way more cost efficient than traditional therapy. Plus, you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Yes. So listen, it's time to get some therapy. Too bad I don't have JD sitting right here, because this guy would be the advocate for therapy. We hear him talk about therapy all the time on here, and I think that it's helped him tremendously. So hear it from the horse's mouth, but he's not here, so you can't hear it from the horse's mouth. But just trust that he would endorse this. And we have a special offer for all the Enjoy the Podcast listeners. If you go to betterhelp.com/enjoy, you get 10% off your first month of therapy. Again, that's betterhelp.com/enjoy and get 10% off your first month of therapy. Trust me, that first month is worth it, because that's when you're going to get all the digging going. That's when you're going to figure out what's causing all the issues, and then you're going to be able to continue that therapy to get to the place that you know you should be at. BetterHelp.com. Now enjoy the rest of this episode. All right. So we just heard from what the internet said.
The internets.
Now I'm going to read you off the poll that our audience did.
Can I ask a question, though? Yes. Before we go further, from my own understanding?
Yes.
Do they find out that the guy's not cheating with another guy? He's like just coming to the girlfriend and be like, hey, I'm bi? Or are they catching him in the act with another guy and finding out that way?
That's not the question, Los.
I don't know how
you found out.
Okay.
The would you rather question, you can't add stuff to it.
Okay.
It's just, would you rather find out that he's cheating, or would you rather find out that he is bisexual?
Okay.
That's the limitation of the would you rather.
Gotcha.
I asked this to our audience. 33% said that I would rather find out that he's cheating. 67% rather find out that he is bisexual.
Yep.
And this is interesting.
Because it's a double standard.
It's a double standard.
Because if you ask guys that question, guys don't care.
Well, to be 100% fair,
be fair, Jared,
that men will objectify it.
Yes, for sure.
And women will be hurt by it. It's different. Yep,
that's true.
But I thought what was interesting was, like, how hard is it to be a bisexual man out here? Because the question does not imply that because you would like to hook up with guys that you are.
Right.
And there was, at least in the internet, 33% of our audience would rather be betrayed.
Yeah.
Would rather be cheated on, degraded, than someone's own sexual preference.
Yep. What did the outside of our audience, what was the numbers
the consensus was like, I'd rather find out that he's cheating.
Hmm. But it also comes with a little bit of embarrassment, I feel like.
That he's bi?
Yeah.
But my question is, but I understand what you're saying, and that's how they internalized it, was like, oh, well, if you're bisexual, then you must be working or messing with other men.
Yeah.
That's the thinking. When I hear you're bisexual, that means you're not completely happy with me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that. Bisexual means I like both. Yeah. Just because I'm with you as a woman, right? I'm with you whether I get with a woman, I love her. That doesn't make me instantly be like not attracted to other women.
Yep.
It's off of my self-discipline. One is just my sexual freedom that I have the ability to go both ways. And one is the actual act.
Yep.
That's something, if you would rather be cheated on, that's something that you should be like, okay, I am assuming because what it comes down to, and I really had to think about this, was that what it really comes down to for women is that they don't feel like they completely satisfy you. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I don't have much on this one, I'll be honest.
Okay, we'll move on.
Because it's... I don't know. I just, this one didn't, when I was like, everything lined up exactly how I thought it would. When you said this, I was like, most women would probably rather find out their man was cheating on them because it hits them in a way. It's to your point. It's like, damn, like not only are you cheating on me, but I'm not enough.
Yeah.
Like I can't fulfill what you want. And then I knew our audience would be flipped on that because our audience for the most part is very progressive. And so I had a feeling that they would be more along the lines of like the sexuality doesn't matter. You're cheating. So
is what matters.
Right. So not a lot of surprises for me there. I will say that it is interesting to me how men, to your point, we fetishize bisexuality in women, and then really the, not even men, just society in general makes...
You think women fetishize the, like, lesbians?
Damn, I don't know if I think that. I would just say that it is more acceptable in society for a woman to go both ways than it is a man.
Right, and the only reason why it's more acceptable is because men objectify it.
Right.
No, because they instantly think, oh, well, I'll have the opportunity for a threesome.
I get both, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't.
Said beats me.
I don't like that. That one's just kind of like, yeah. I figured that's what it would be like, and yeah, it's, you're completely correct. Like, society objectifies it and sexualizes it, and well, that's. I mean, if you look at it, it's because for the most part, men, us straight, you know, males, kind of run society. So yeah, it makes perfect sense to me that it's something that is poo-pooed upon for men to do and celebrated for women to do.
Though, if you're just finding
speaking to the mic, you have a mic for a reason.
Saying right now, if you're just finding out now that he's bi, is there a little betrayal there?
Hmm, that's a good point.
I mean,
is it though?
I think also people look at bi and just say, "Well, you're just horny." Instead,
is it betrayal though?
I mean, if you found out he was just gay, would you feel as betrayed?
But that's not bi,
right? But that's the point that I'm making, is that like, I don't think bi people get the same respect as trans or gay people do when they come out and say that they're bi. I think that when somebody comes out and says that they're bi, a lot of times people just look at them and like, well, you're just horny. You'll just fuck anybody.
Yeah, I hear you.
They don't look at it as like, oh, well, you have a serious, like an actual preference and this is a lifestyle. So I think for the most part, people just kind of chalk it up as, well, you'll just fuck anything.
Is this the same? Let me make a comparison. Is this the same where if I have a preference of getting my nipples licked?
Yep.
And I don't tell you that.
Let's see where this is going.
And I don't tell you that.
Freaky.
I don't tell you that.
Yep.
And that's just a preference.
Yep.
I have a preference. I like it. Yep. I can do without it, but I would like it.
Yep.
Now, if we go into a relationship, we're years in, and I like, hey, I would like you to lick my nipples. I've always liked this, but I just never had the courage to tell you this. Is that the same of being like, you know, oh, by the way, I am attracted to men.
It's not the same because in that moment, your woman can say, oh, okay, no problem. I'll lick your nipples. Whereas if the man thing is like, she can't just generate a penis and like and make you feel better. Like, she can't just give you a dick all of a sudden. Like, she doesn't have a dick. So she's going to be like, well, I can't offer you what a man offers you. Whereas but the nipples, she can offer you that.
I still would be satisfied without my nipples lit. I still would be satisfied.
But I think the difference is that she can offer you the nipple licking. Whereas if you're into dudes because you like to give a guy a reach around while you're behind him, she can't offer you that. There's nothing for you to reach around and grab onto.
There's times in relationship where I understand what you're saying, but there's times in relationship where we compromise, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't give Shan certain things that she would actually have a preference for, and vice versa. There's things that we have to trade off, right? Yep. There's things that like, oh man, like you're amazing in this area, but you know, it would be nice if you did this, right?
Yeah.
But doesn't take away from the relationship and what we have. Yeah. And so I'm speaking as this is me, but for the guy who is bisexual and then comes to his girl and is like, hey, I'm bisexual as well. I am attracted to men. That doesn't mean that our relationship is not fulfilling.
Right.
It just means that like I could go that way.
Yeah. I guess again, I think what it falls back to is that the way that you want to go, I can't be a part of.
Could.
What do you mean?
That doesn't mean that I'm happy here.
Right. The way that you, the things that you are also attracted to are not me. So it feels like a betrayal is what I mean, I get what you're saying, but that's what I'd fall back to, like, is that that's the logic that I'm assuming is being thought.
It's like this, you know, going to sound terrible.
Well, this is an episode where we say a lot of this. If you haven't figured it out, we say a lot of things that are terrible on this podcast.
But it's like this. Oh, check me out real quick.
We're checking you out there, stud.
All right, so check me out. So let's say that, you know.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out a very clever way to say this, but let's just say
there's no clever way to say it. Just okay, all right. Say the F word, damn it.
I'm just gonna say it. All right, let's say I married, a white woman.
Okay.
And but let's just say, but
you're already getting pushback from your own brother.
But I know this is not me. I'm just giving an example here.
I feel you.
Let's say I married a white woman.
Yep.
But I also really enjoy,
a spicy Latina
or something. Right. Right. Yeah, that doesn't change that I am still attracted to you and what we have. But I also am attracted to Latina women. Doesn't take away from anything.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that I'm going to act on it.
Yep.
Same with the bisexuality. It's like I could, in theory, enjoy being with a dude. Don't spice this up. Don't make that a goddamn clip.
We're cutting this up. We're cutting this up, and we're cutting out in theory, and we're just putting, I could enjoy being with. We're about to get a whole new demographic up in this bitch. Enjoy the podcast is about to expand.
But let's say that like I could do that.
Yep.
But I'm still happy here.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't have any other. All right, so. No, it's still back to, okay. I feel like it's always going to come back to a betrayal of what I can and can't offer you. And probably a little bit of like homophobia sprinkled in there.
It's 1,000% homophobia.
Sprinkle a little homophobia in there.
Not sprinkled. That shit is doused on it.
I mean, yeah, possibly. I can't speak for everybody, but yeah, there's probably a lot of homophobia in there. And there's probably a lot of people who just feel like, I don't have a penis. What can I offer you?
But it's homophobic at the end of the day.
Yeah, maybe.
It's okay to say it. It is.
I don't know that it is or isn't.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably going to
No, you're probably right but about
if you
that
feel,
too.
If you feel that it's a betrayal, mm-hmm. that I have the ability to be bisexual, but I'm married to you and I'm happy with you,
yep.
you're homophobic. And I could be wrong.
Maybe.
That's just my feeling on it. You know what I mean?
It's hard to speak on why somebody feels betrayed, right? It's hard to say like, no, you feel betrayed because you're homophobic. I don't want to say somebody's homophobic when they're not. Maybe they just feel betrayed because it's like, you know what? You could have told me this a long time ago. Like you could have been said that you were bi.
Maybe
you didn't know. I don't know. There's so much nuance.
I think that would affect the way that she viewed him though.
Is that not fair to know that your partner is attracted to like,
why?
Do you have a right to know that?
I don't, if I'm not acting on it, if maybe you do have a right. You have a right.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
You do have a right. And it would be better.
Whether you're acting on it or not.
It would be better to know up front that I have, I am bi. It would be helpful. However, if I am devoutly in love with you.
Yeah.
And we're together.
Yep.
Doesn't take away from you. That's my sexual preference.
It said it's less than because you're not living your real truth.
Why? I'm bi. I can go both. Do I have to be?
I think they're saying if you don't disclose that you're bi, you're not living your truth. So it takes away from the relationship because they're not. I see that point because it's like, well, I don't like you're not being completely open and vulnerable with me. But if you don't tell me that you're bi, you're saving that for yourself. Even if you aren't acting on it.
I can see that. But it's like, do we tell our partners everything in the beginning?
No.
You know?
No,
do we just unload our entire selves to people in the beginning?
No, because then nobody would ever have a partner. We'd all be single.
That's a fact.
We'd all be like, get the fuck away from me, you psycho.
That's a fact. But that's just the thing. I don't know, man. That's just my own opinion on it.
I think it's an interesting subject or question, and I think it's very interesting to see people's reactions to it. I don't think it's as telling as to the motivations of the person who is being given the information as maybe we think it is. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably elements of truth to everything we're saying. I guess it boils down to people's individual experiences, but I'm sure there's a lot of internalized homophobia in the mix. There's probably a lot of betrayal in the mix. It's probably a combination of the both.
Yeah.
You know, that's being thrown in there. So
who knows?
It's kind of a clusterfuck there. But I do think that it's very interesting that people would rather find out their man is bi than cheating on them. Because if, in fact, he's just being like, hey, I'm bi.
The other way.
No, the guy's telling the woman that he's bi. Yeah.
I thought you said.
I think it's interesting that more women outside of our audience would rather find out that their guy's cheating.
Yeah.
As opposed to finding out he's bi. Like, I guess, when you. Yeah, I guess that is probably homophobia.
Has to be. It has to be. Because the instant, like, they would also follow it up being like, I can't think about him sucking dick. That's what they would say. That's what they would say. And you're like, he's not.
You'd be like, you do it.
He's not. He's not.
Fair enough.
He just could. Why are you laughing, bro? It made me laugh. It's a serious point.
He's not sucking penises. He just wants to.
No. It's different. That's not. He doesn't want to. He could.
He's attracted to the penis. He doesn't go and find the penises, but he's attracted to the penises.
All right, moving on.
No, that is what it is, essentially. He's not necessarily sucking them. He thinks about it. That's all. And you're more offended by the thought of him, but you're more offended by him having the thought of sucking a penis than him fucking a woman.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Between cheating on a penis is the difference.
No, what? No,
what's it all comes back. Everything comes back to my...
No, what's the difference? We're in a relationship. We're having sex. Some nights we don't have sex and I watch porn.
Yeah, but now what are you watching when...
But no, don't add anything to it.
Are you watching penises?
No, but don't add anything. It's not you. You're not on... I'm not watching a porn of you. I'm watching a porn of another woman.
But she doesn't have a penis.
But she's another woman.
That's what I'm agreeing with you. She doesn't have a penis. And that's the thing that stings them. It's the penis. The penis is what hurts.
It is proven that it has to be homophobic.
Because essentially it's the penis that hurts him. It's not the act
of somebody. He's getting enjoyment from something else.
If you ask the same question, would you rather walk in on your man with a woman or a dude,
or him watching porn that with the guy,
or even that? You can even ask that question. Would you rather? I would say that, I guess so, because most women were probably going to say, I'd rather walk in and find my man with another woman than another man. Or even, I'd rather walk in and catch my man watching lesbian porn than gay porn.
Well, Tandy says if he sucks a mean dick, he should give me some tips.
And again, our audience is very progressive. The majority of our audience is very progressive, and I don't think that you're going to find that same sentiment in the public.
No.
In the general population. No. You're not going to find more women saying, well, if he sucks the mean one. No.
No.
So
no.
I guess you're probably right. It probably is rooted more so in homophobia than anything else.
Yeah. All right. We're moving on. Jesse Williams.
Jesse Williams.
You know who that is?
Yes. Give me a reason why I know who he is. I know the name.
He just went viral. He's in a play, Broadway play.
Okay, congratulations to him.
And in this play, there's a point on the play where he comes on stage and he's naked.
Oh, good for him. That takes a lot of balls. Ha ha!
And they when you go to this play, they confiscate your phone. Somehow, somebody still got a phone in and recorded it.
Oh, I see. Jesse Williams' nude Broadway images circulated on Twitter. His castmates at Take Me Out Theater are condemning the leak.
Yes.
Oh, that guy. I know who he is. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So someone got a phone in, recorded him. He basically had his dick.
Full frontal shower scene.
Yes. And women went crazy over this clip.
Mm.
Now, is it fair for a lot of these women to take this footage and continue to circulate around?
I'll tell you right now, the women in our comments are being disrespectful, talking about he was swinging. See, y'all are part of the problem.
But it's they're objectifying him, right?
Y'all are objectifying that man. He is more than just a piece of meat for you to drool over.
So then it got me thinking, if this was me, it overheated.
It says you gotta take a second.
Oh
shit.
1 second, people.
Ladies, Cray wants to know if you like a halftime show. The halftime show consists of him showing off his biceps. So if you would like to see Cray half naked, come into frame. He doesn't have his shirt completely on. If y'all would like to see that, type a 1 in the comments real quick. Someone said Cray is young as fuck. No thanks. Somebody else said come through, Cray. Oop, somebody said, if you're comfortable, why not?
Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Now look back at me. Now look at your man.
Now, I, in high school, I was talking to this girl. We were sexting.
Mm-hmm.
Sending each other pictures.
Yep.
Fast forward a year or two.
Yep.
I'm at a house party.
Uh-huh.
And this house party was not only kids.
Yeah.
But it was also parents. My mom was there.
This is weird. No, this is already going to be weird. I can
My
tell.
Mother was there.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
They're talking.
Oh, God.
The woman that I sexed was there.
Talking. Yep. She was talking with your mom?
To the parents.
The girl that you were sexting with was talking to your mom.
And all the other parents.
Oh, God.
Then she decided to pull up my nude and show it to all the parents, including my mom.
Why? Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why? And so I felt mortified.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Not only is this man's nudes out there, or him naked, a yep. video of him naked, but his family's going to see this.
I mean, look, I can relate to it. I had somebody recently try to sell my nudes, so.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, it was a situation for sure. But I found out because one of our listeners DM'd me and told me they had bought one. So essentially, years ago, I don't know. I still don't completely know how it happened.
Yeah.
The person I found out through a little detective work, I was able to figure out the account where it was coming from. And I was able to actually like somewhat talk to this person. They claimed that they hacked a young lady's iCloud who I had been in contact with a while back. And that's how they got my nudes. Yeah. But they put that shit up on a fucking Twitter page and was selling it.
Wow.
Like, so yeah, I was fucking disgusted. I was mortified. I was like, yo, this is like, I was pissed because for one, it's like,
I didn't send this to be sold.
I didn't send it to be sold. I didn't send it for you to see. I didn't send it for the internet to see. I sent it for one person to see. Now, I still don't know completely
how it got out.
I haven't been able to, the person who I thought I was texting, that individual and I hadn't texted in maybe a year or something like that. So I don't have a number for them anymore. So I don't know how to
even get to conclusions with this.
Still can't really. I have to kind of take the person's word for it that they did in fact hack. I don't know. Maybe I was catfished. Maybe I was hacked. Yeah. I don't know how they got it. All I know is they got it. They put it up online and they sold the shit. And so my whole thing was like, yo, if anybody's
money on my dick, it's gonna be
it's
me.
It's gonna be me. If I'm like, and I'm not like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not ashamed of it or nothing. But at the same time, it's just like, yo, like it's a betrayal, and the fact that it was just put out there for anybody. And like, now I got listeners hitting me up talking about, well, I've seen your dick.
No.
How the fuck have you seen my dick? Oh, well, I bought it. The fuck do you mean you bought it? Like,
that's the disrespect to even come to you.
And then now that this motherfucker had the nerve to be like, well, like something about date me. I'm like, motherfucker, you got your fucking
mind. Trying to blackmail you?
Not blackmail me, but it was just like, we should date.
Disrespect.
You just told me that you bought a nude of me that I didn't want anybody to have, and now you're talking about date me. Like, the fuck are we even talking about right now?
Disrespect.
But yeah, so
the story gets a little deeper.
Okay.
With yours particularly, because they claim to have a nude of me.
Oh yeah,
they claim to have a nude of JD.
They claim that you and JD also both sent them nudes.
Yeah, which
I find hard to believe.
Now I will say I know for a fact they ain't got one of me.
Well.
They don't have one of me. I haven't sent the nude in 5-6 years.
Yeah, I don't think that they had y'all's. I think at that point they were.
If they're in the iCloud hacking, though,
they would have possibly, to hack your iCloud.
They
though.
Possibly could have nudes of me. But if that, they don't only have nudes of me. They got full on sex tapes.
Oh no, and that was the thing too. Like the person who I was texting with, they definitely had. Like
they had sex tapes.
We had exchanged some spicy.
Oh, you
shit.
Oh, I was saying, oh, they confirmed.
They wasn't. Oh, no, sure, they didn't tell me that they had it. But I know that I had sent that person. Yeah. Like we had sent some pretty wild shit to each other. Yeah. So
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe one day it's gonna come up and it'll be a thing. I don't know. It might, but
it's not cool. At the end of the day, don't do this shit. That shit's whack. If I am going to put it on a public platform, that's different. But if it's on the comfort of my iCloud, don't hack it and jump in there and take it and then sell it. That shit is whack. Yeah. And I was baffled at the thought of this. I actually followed the Twitter account.
Yeah.
I tried to follow them.
I got a burner account that I followed them on just so I can
They blocked
and then,
me immediately.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But I'm still going in there every couple of days. Like and that's the thing. Like that shit, I mean, as funny as it sounds, like that shit has impacted me. Because now every couple of days I'm going on their fucking account and trying to see like, yo, did they put my fucking shit back up? Like, because I don't really know who this person is. I have little bits and pieces of information, but not enough to be able to like
to do something about it.
Cause I mean, look at it.
I said, how many times you sending pics out?
I've sent a few dick pics in my day. I've sent a few. Yeah.
Too many to where you don't.
Don't
have
act like
idea.
You ain't never sent no dick pics.
I've sent more than yeah.
You
I've
just
sent.
Came on our thing with your shirt off, bro.
Yeah, bro. Don't come out here trying. This nigga act like he don't be. Come on, boy.
All right.
But yeah,
on.
Like that shit. It's impacted me in more ways than one. So like I. The thing that I think bothered me the most about that is it comes down, it's another double standard, right? Like if women's nudes get leaked, it's a whole fucking movement. Oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Mm. Where a man, that happens to a man, it's just like, ooh, girl, look at that dick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fucked up.
All right, well.
If I ever find out who this person is, and if you're a man, just know we probably gonna have to fight.
Well, on that note, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast here. I really want you guys to smash the like button, hit subscribe. We're learning here. We're learning here. There's a couple people out there who were not happy about the way the new structure is going right now. But I gotta say, give us time. There is gonna be a way.
I love the new structure.
I like it too. But there's gonna be a time where we're gonna be able to do what we like to do and enjoy, as well as give you what you like and enjoy. Right now, we're missing a third person. Everything's going to feel different. Everything's going to feel change. But at the end of the day, what I can guarantee you is that we're always growing. We're always learning. We're always moving. We're always evolving. And we're going to get better at it. We're going to get better at choosing topics. We're going to get better at finding topics that fit our format, our original discussions, as well as still keeping us current. And at the end of the day, the very end of the day, yes, the evergreen stuff is special and they do feel great, but at the fucking end of the day, those do not get us to this place or the space that we would like to be. Because they do not get shared and they do not get looked up. Mm. That's not a diss on everybody who was following us for that, but at the end of the day, I think that there is a way that we're going to be able to give you guys a mature, evolved discussion from men while still being current. And it's just about choosing the right topics. It's about choosing the right things to discuss and being able to use these platforms and these situations to springboard into thoughts that can be stimulating. Give us time. We've done 2 episodes, now 3, where we've done the structure a little bit different. It's going to evolve and it's going to get better. Rock with us because we rock with y'all. And on that note, tell your grandma about
don't
us too.
Don't I give you that rush? I keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. Be living on the edge tonight. I told her, lay down. We can make a movie now. This ain't audition. You tripping over your lines now. I flip the script. I'll be flipping you on your side now. I got a Tesla, you fucking up all the leather. I just checked, I got a checker. We fucking it up together. Don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. I can't help but flex it off. I can't wait to break you off. I'm the only one to make you feel like you can have it all. Don't